Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is 12:07. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so proud to say that it is officially the first day of Black History Month. Welcome to February. We're going to be blackety black on this show, and we're going to be heavy about history and all the contributions and celebrations concerning African Americans and what we have contributed to making America the nation that it is today. We will not forget about people like Fannie Lou Hamer and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks and so many others, names that you may or may not have heard of. And so you guys stick around. I want you to listen with your children, listen with your grandchildren, listen with your family members, because this is a family show and we have an amazing 3-hour lineup today on The Shaletta Show. Lindsey Brown, our producer, put together an amazing cast of characters. And first up to bat, one of my favorite guests, political analyst Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Brian, I saw you on Almanac, and I just have to say I get a little jealous whenever I see you on somebody else's show. So you may see a pattern of behavior with me, because whenever I see you on with Tom Hauser or I see you on Almanac, I tell Lindsey, hey, make sure you get Brian on, because I just need everybody to know you belong to me. Okay, they can borrow you for a segment or two or an episode or two, but this is where the mail comes. I just need everybody to know that. Uh-huh.
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, it was very moving hearing you talk about how, you know, important and impactful, you know, African-American, you know, historical leaders are. And then now, it's enough with that. Let's move on to the whitest man of America, all the way from Westville, Minnesota, Brian McDaniel.
I'm an equal opportunity. I just need everybody to know.
I appreciate
this. This is open space. And so you are not as white as Blois. Blois got everybody beat.
I'm a DEI hire for this show, and I appreciate that.
And a very capable one, might I add. I'm going to test your civics. I'm going to test your political science before we get to some political knowledge, because my head is in spinning, and I've got some middle schoolers, so they take civics, they take political science classes, they take sociology, and I was always taught, Brian, that there were three branches of government. I was always taught that there's a system of checks and balances in place, and no one person can run this country, and you don't have to worry about anybody taking over, because this branch does this and this branch does that and this branch does the other thing, and if one goes out of line, the other branch will step in. And they made us feel very secure when I was in fourth grade that something like what's happening right now would not happen, but it is actually happening, and you see it, and it is happening in rapid fire, rapid speed progress that it took 60 years to build is being erased with the stroke of a pen. What is going on? Do we have no system of checks and balances going on right now in this country that Donald Trump is just able to use his pen and erase laws and create this type of chaos that we're seeing right now?
Well, you know, I teach American government at Concordia University, and every fall I teach this class, and every fall I fall in love with the American system of government. So I am one of the people who believe that not only do we have checks and balances, but that they work. Now, those are being tested right now, but there's a couple different reasons for it. I always say that government is a car and politics decides who's driving the car. So the car can go fast, it can go slow, it can go left, it can go right, but that's really determined by who's driving. And Americans made a choice, you know, one that, you know, a lot of people are very nervous about, and the first couple of weeks of that choice are a doozy so far. But, you know, we, the American people, have put people in control of the car, and they are driving it in ways that many of us don't like. Now, what's extra frustrating is that this is kind of what they said they were going to do. So I can remember, and you know, many of your listeners probably remember, but for those who don't, you know, my background is Republican. You know, I've worked for the Republican Party. I worked for the Republicans of the House of Representatives. I worked for a Republican governor. And I can remember that when Barack Obama got elected and then he started to kind of, you know, implement Obamacare, remember, people lost their mind. And I remember saying, hey, I didn't vote for him, but this is what he said he was going to do. You can't get mad at a politician for doing what they said they're going to do. Now, with Donald Trump, you know, boy, I can't even lie and say that I'm not surprised at how some of the things that he has kind of talked about during the campaign have manifested themselves. Now, what we have seen, though, is that the checks and balances that you're talking about, they have deployed themselves. You know, Donald Trump went forward with an executive order, and what happened? A court stopped it. That's checks and balances. We might not like that it got to that point. You know, it's kind of the same thing with, you know, conservatives who, you know, maybe didn't like that you know, President Biden was forgiving student loan debt. Well, what happened? A court determined that that was unconstitutional. So we do have checks and balances. They are unfortunately still controlled by people, and people are flawed. But what I will say is that the greatest sin that I have found with some of our politicians in the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years is how they have eroded our faith in government. Because once the people stop believing in it, they stop participating in it. And then we start getting, you know, people driving, you know, the government car that are unqualified to do so.
Okay. Help me answer this question, because I saw Senator Tina Smith online and she was talking about some of the things that President Trump was doing with regard to Identity Month and, you know, and some other, you know, things, you know, the Pentagon and the FBI and, you know, gutting the FBI and all these things. And she was saying, you know, someone needs to stop Donald Trump. He's doing this, he's doing that. And I don't remember the, you know, the exact language that she used, but everyone who was in her comments was saying, well, you're in Washington, why don't you do something? What are you doing other than being outraged on social media? That's what we're doing in Minnesota. We're not in Washington. We're counting on you. Is there anything that a senator can do or the Senate can do? Are they a part of this system of checks and balances? If he does something like try to gut the FBI, the false DEI assertions about the plane crashing because of DEI or any number of things, identity months, not releasing the FBI information about Dr. King and JFK and RFK. Is there anything that Tina Smith or Amy Klobuchar can do if they feel like he's doing something that is against or that will hurt the American public, like getting rid of the FBI, whose job it is to watch out for terrorists?
Well, to a certain extent, we do have separation of powers. So it's supposed to be that the elected officials, the senators and the congresspeople, that they make the laws. The president's not supposed to make the laws. In fact, the president's not allowed to. The Supreme Court isn't allowed to. But what has happened is that we have allowed the expansion of executive orders. And this is something that Republicans and Democrats have done over the over our lifetime. They have extremely increased the amount of governing that is happening through executive order, and that's largely because on big issues, the legislature and Congress wasn't acting on issues like immigration, reproductive rights. All of these things, we weren't getting laws, we weren't getting protections that were being voted on and passed. So the presidents, Republican and Democrat, were clarifying these major policy issues through executive orders, which is inappropriate. But what I can tell you is, so Congress is supposed to make the laws. The president has a checks and balance that he can veto and all that stuff. But his branch, the executive branch, is where, some of these law enforcement and agency decisions lie. So to a certain extent, some of the things within these agencies are under the president's purview. Now, another check and balance is, that Congress controls the purse strings. Congress decides what gets funded and what doesn't. That's not something that the president does or the Supreme Court. So I think that Senator Smith, Senator Klobuchar, Representative Emmer, Representative Stauber, and everybody else, they have extremely important jobs. And those jobs are not just to oppose everything that the president says, but also, obviously, not to support everything the president says. They are supposed to work together, Republicans and Democrats. They are supposed to work together to craft the laws that govern and protect their constituents. And then the president says thumbs up or thumbs down. The president's not supposed to be what starts these conversations. The president's supposed to be the last part of it. And so we need to implore our elected officials, both sides, that they need to be the adults. They need to be telling the president this is the direction that the people who voted for them want to go. And then the president can go thumbs up or thumbs down. We can't just react to Donald Trump. And that's everybody we elect. We need more out of them than just universally praising or universally condemning things that the president does.
All right. We got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Brian McDaniel from Momentum Advocacy, because I want to ask him if these Dems, the House Dems, are going to be back at the Capitol in time for my Black Entrepreneurs Day event on Monday. That's the question on the Shaletta Show.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Part of this event, Jim Nash is going to be there speaking with and meeting with business owners, and everybody's going to be there except the DFL legislators in the House. Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Brian, this is messing up all my plans because we got 355 business owners coming in here to the Capitol on Monday, on my word, that they're going to meet with their legislator from heavily Democratic districts, and their legislator may not be there. Is there any chance, Brian, that they actually will show up on Monday?
Well, you know, I would love to tell you that there is, but there is almost no chance. Negotiations between the House Republicans and House Democrats are not going in the right direction. And you know, you as a citizen and as an event planner should be extraordinarily angry. I, as a citizen and as a lobbyist representing, you know, groups all the way from, you know, homelessness groups to Fortune 500 companies, I'm very upset because we're not doing the people's business. And the people out there should be very angry about what's going on and why. You know, if I can be indulged here for a second and remind people, after the election, we had a 67-67 tie in the House. That tie was broken because a court, check and balance, a court determined that a DFL representative did not live in his district and was unable to take that seat. So until that seat is filled, the Republicans have a 67-66 lead. Now you might ask yourself, well, Brian, well, why? When are they going to fill this seat? Well, March is what it's looking like now. And the Democrats, and I'm just going to, you know, throw a little bit of shade at the Democrats here. The House Democrats have decided that because they can't control what happens until they get their 67th member, that they're not going to come to the Capitol, because then that prevents there being a quorum and you can't have meetings. You can't have an organization. And to me, that is so wildly inappropriate to say that even though the legislative session started on January 14th, that they're not going to come to the Capitol until sometime in early March because they can't control what happens. Well, that's no one's fault but the legislator who didn't live in his district and anybody who indulged that.
Okay, so stop right there.
Yeah.
What is happening now at the Capitol? Are we able to do any kind of legislation? Are we able to handle business? Are we able to do anything? Are folks just sitting around twiddling their thumbs because there's not a quorum happening? Are they over there playing dominoes and spades and checkers? What the hell are they doing?
Well, let's give the Minnesota Senate a little bit of credit, because the Minnesota Senate has worked out between the Republicans and Democrats. They have worked out a power sharing agreement. So even though for a brief period of time, due to Carrie Dietzick's passing, there was a 33-33 tie in the Minnesota Senate, Republicans and Democrats figured out how to do business, how to have committees, how to, you know, run the floor. And now that there is, by way of special election, a 34th Democrat, now we're going back to the Democrats being in control.
Okay, so why couldn't the House do that, Brian? What happened? It's got to be somebody's fault. Can we point some fingers at somebody? Because somebody's, who's supposed to be the leader? What is going on? They got to get back to doing their people's business. They can't, it's like I take my ball and go home because I can't win the game. I don't understand what's going on, as an outsider and just a regular voter. It just doesn't make sense to me that we just can't work together as adult human beings.
Well, and you say who's supposed to be in charge? Well, we can't even get to the point of putting somebody in charge. What had happened was that the Republicans were showing up, the House Republicans. They were came to the floor. There was, some complicated political stuff that happened there. But ultimately, the Republicans then picked a speaker just on their own. They picked committee chairs just on their own, and they were trying to hold committee hearings. They actually, let's give them a little bit of credit, they actually were trying to do the work. And they were saying, Democrats, come to the Capitol, and then we can all work together. But the Democrats are just not interested in allowing the Republicans to pick the Speaker of the House. Because unlike the Senate, there was a tie, and then the Democrats were in control. In the House, the Republicans are up by one. When we have this special election, it'll just get us back to a tie. So the Democrats won't be able to necessarily undo any of the things that the Republicans pick, and that's what they don't like. And I understand that. The Democrats in the House are playing the cards they have, and I think that they look terrible. I think that the optics of it are terrible for them, and I think that they are completely missing how this is being perceived out in their districts. But they just feel very strongly that in March, when we have this election, that the Democrats will probably win, but it's not a guarantee. They're saying that they want then things to go back to a 50-50 split. And if you're the Republicans, you can do that. But the Republicans are remembering back to the last 2 years when the Democrats did not work with them. The Republicans were not part of the process, and the Democrats did that because they didn't have to include the Republicans. So you get treated the way you treat people. And I think that what's happening now is that the trifecta is coming back to bite the Democrats because they did not act very inclusively with Republicans. And they didn't do that because they didn't have to. But now they're expecting the Republicans to give them some regard, and Republicans don't have to.
Okay, tell me this. Yesterday, Melissa Hortman, DFL speaker, designate Melissa Hortman, issued a statement because she said she was at the Capitol. She was ready to go negotiate with Representative DeMuth, and she refused to meet with her. She said she was at the Capitol at 9 a.m., and she was hoping that she would join her, and she didn't. What's going on with that?
Well, here's what I would say. Obviously, once upon a time, I worked for the Speaker of the House, and that was 2006. So it's been a long time since I've been in those rooms. But as I understand it, what happened was that former Speaker Hortman, who I have a ton of respect for, she and I have known each other longer than either of us have been in politics. But Hortman, offered to meet with Representative Damuth, but that wasn't anything that Representative Damuth had agreed to. So I also think it's a little disingenuous to say, well, Shaletta, I asked you to go to breakfast this morning and you weren't there. Well, that's not the same thing as you having promised to be there. The Republicans have been asking the Democrats to come to work since January 14th. So I think that they are playing the inside game. They're not playing the outside game, which is where people are sitting in their at their kitchen tables right now, you know, getting ready to have lunch, kind of wondering, why isn't anybody working? I've had representatives tell me that they don't want to walk their dog anymore because that when they go outside, their neighbors are saying, go back to work. Well, that is the cue that they should take. I heard of another representative whose father-in-law called them up and was saying, why aren't you at the Capitol?
Because if so, they go back, it looks like they lose. And nobody wants to be a loser. That's what we are. We're not in a situation in this country where we want to negotiate or we want to work together. I wish that they would take a cue from the Senate. But, you know, if you go back to work, then somebody gets to say they won and somebody has to say they lost. And, you know, sadly, that is where we are in this country, where we are not negotiating with one another. We are out of time. I will see you Monday, right? You come into Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You will be working the registration table with your team for Momentum Advocacy.
I'm coming and I'm bringing my team with me.
Whoop, whoop. Are you bringing Amy? Is Amy coming?
I'm sure Amy will stop by.
Yay! That's my girl. All right. Thank you, Brian, for helping me to plan this event on Monday. I don't think that I could have done it without you for the past 3 years. You have been so instrumental in making this a success to help small businesses owned by Black people. And look how we work together. We do not have the same political beliefs. And we still work together. I need our legislators to take, maybe we should hold a class or of some kind.
It's love and trust. Love and trust.
Love and
they
trust.
They don't have it.
Baby, they don't have it. And we don't have it in our government anymore. It is 1233. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 1238. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I thank you so much for hanging out with me and being here on the show today. We have an amazing lineup of guests, but none more talented. The award-winning, nominated, and oh my God, this woman is with the family whose name we all know and love here in the Twin Cities. Miss Javita Steele is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. That Jayla Steele sister. That's Jayla Steele baby sister, for those of you who are wondering. Okay. They our Jacksons, okay? They are our Jacksons. They are the first family of gospel. Oh my God. I've been waiting to talk to you all morning. Okay, can I just tell you, you are the highlight of my morning. I'm telling you now.
I'm gonna just tell you.
It's not really that great because I've been cleaning toilets and changing sheets. But you've been the highlight of that though. You've been the highlight of that.
Got nowhere else to go but up from there.
Got
honey.
Nowhere else to go but up. How are you doing? It's been too long since we've been on the radio together. You got to back me up and let me know how you doing, how the kids doing, what you got going on. You've been doing all right.
Oh my God. Samantha, it's been so good. You know, God is good. I have to give credit where credit is due for sure. But we just keep rolling along with the music and the creativity. And I am fortunate enough to have met William Pierce, who is the writer of this wonderful piece called The Sound of Gospel. And I've been given the honor of directing these cast members that are off the chart. So I am encouraging everybody, come on out and see that show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so The Sounds of Gospel at the Fitzgerald Theater, February 8th and 9th. And I tell you, this is not the first year that you have done this. You guys have music like from Aretha Franklin, the Clark Sisters, Dr. Bobby Jones. You guys really take us back to the rich history of gospel and how it's a really important part of the African-American experience. And, you know, Javita, when I've talked to people who have gone, they say this is something that they do annually with their family. It's a part of their Black History Month tradition.
That's fantastic. And that's exactly what we want because it's so educational. And every year we add to the piece, we may take something out and add something else in there. Like Sister Rosetta Tharpe is in it this year. We're paying tribute to her and Aretha Franklin, as you said. And of course, we're going back to the quartet scene because you can't do gospel music without talking about quartet music. It influenced everything from Jerry Lee Lewis to Elvis Presley. I mean, it's a part of American history, not just Black history. But we're honored to present it during the month of February. And so we want everybody, do not miss this. On Saturday night, on the 8th, it's at 7 p.m. And on the 9th, it's at 3 p.m. at the Fitzgerald Theater. So come on out. If you just want to feel joy and lifted, this production will do it.
Okay.
With all now, that's going on in our world, there's so much
baby.
Madness. This is an opportunity to release and let go and enjoy it. People laugh, they cry, they run around the auditorium. I mean, whatever you're feeling in those moments to hear these amazing songs. We go all the way back to the Civil Rights Movement where Dr. King is celebrated and the music of that revolution from the Staples Singers all the way to, of course, Mahalia Jackson. So, yes, come on out and enjoy great gospel singing from some of the best gospel singers in the Twin Cities.
Okay, that's what I was just about to ask you. You are reading my mind. See, that's why we close, because I was about to ask you to go ahead and name drop some of the people in the performance, because you have the easy job because they're talented, but the hard job, because I know this job is very difficult, of putting this whole production together. So who are some of the people that you get to work with?
Oh, my gosh. I get to work with Tanya Hughes, Cornisha Garman, Jediah Steele, Angel Woods, Michelle Caldwell, Lysian Shelby, Jackson Hurst. Oh, my God. Jermaine Thomas, Fred Steele Jr., Armando Dickerson, and then Billy Steele, your favorite of the Steeles, is our music director. And he has Stevie Robert Pittman in the band, as well as Kenyari Jackson. And we are just, I just can't tell you how powerful it is to hear this music sung and played by these professionals. It just takes you to another level. So if you really like great music and you want to have a good time, this is it. This is the show to come and get lifted, to be spirit-filled, to feel some good energy. It's been so long since we've had real, authentic joy in the Twin Cities. And so it's just wonderful to present something like this that will grant you that opportunity to feel all of it, to engulf it, and to take it on home with you.
And, you know, I just love that because, you know, as we try to get through these next few weeks, as we've gotten through the last 4 weeks, it's been tough. It's been difficult.
Yeah.
Nationally,
absolutely.
As well as right here at home, politics is pervasive. It has not been productive, and people are paying the price for that. We're, you know, yeah. as soon as we boycott one thing, we got to protest the other. And when we look up, planes are falling out of the sky, and people are dying with ties close right here to the Twin Cities. So talk to me about what it would mean to be able to get into a room and be uplifted and hear some of this music and to just lock in with other people who want a release and to be poured into, because that's the thing about this production is that you leave so high and so lifted up. And some of us right now, Javita, we are low. We are tired. We are drained. And we need the sounds of gospel to lift us up.
Yes. And I think that that's, for me, the key is that you get a chance to release in a place where you are, it's safe because everybody in the room is in the same seat. We're all feeling the pressure of life. But if you just keep on living, if you can just hold on a little while longer, everything is going to be all right. That
okay.
I, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm a screaming Christian, and it's fine. And I tell people all the time, I cheated and read the back of the book. We win.
And I went
so that bed. Knowing, just that knowing alone gets me out of bed every day. At the end of it all, we win. And I am not worried about who's in the government, who's in the White House, because I got a book that tells me, and the government shall sit upon his shoulders. So I'm not worried about tomorrow. My job is to make sure that we have joy along the way.
Well,
to sustain us in the dark days. And so here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm telling you, this production, you have got to get to it. It's The Sounds of Gospel at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, February 8th and 9th, an uplifting opportunity for you to come and bring your whole family. This is a family event. The tickets are available at the Fitzgerald Theater box office. You can give them a call at 651-370-2953, 651-370-2953, or you can go online to the Fitzgerald Theater box office and get your tickets right now. Don't wait. There are only two shows. If they sell out, that's on you. Okay? I told you.
I know that's
you know
right.
Now?
Come on out,
February 8th and 9th, Javita Steele, William Pierce, Billy Steele, Second Chance Outreach, Fitzgerald Theater. Javita Steele, thank you so much for being here.
Stiletta, thank you for having me. I'm so honored to any time to talk to you and to your audience. Everybody be well and blessed, and come on out. We'll see you there.
I'll see you then, and I'll see y'all back after the break. I am working so hard to make sure Black Entrepreneurs Day is amazing. It is on Monday, February 3rd, which happens to be my birthday, from 10 until 2 p.m. It is a must-attend event for African-American business owners in the state of Minnesota. This is not just for Twin Cities business owners. It's our third year. It's going to be the biggest one yet. We have over 400 people registered. We usually have about 400 people show up and 150 to 200 people registered. I might have to call Javi and order some more sandwiches because I have enough for the people registered, but I know business owners sometimes will just show up if we have time and don't RSVP. And so I am just so excited. So the day starts at 10 o'clock with, speakers, and Governor Walz is going to be there. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, Representative Jim Nash is there. Betty McCollum and Kelly Morrison, our representatives from DC, are going to be in the building along with some business owners who are going to be talking about their story and why this day is so important. And then we go and sit down and talk one-on-one with our legislators. And then we come together as a community and have lunch. And I've seen some amazing things happen during that luncheon period. That actually is my favorite time to watch these business owners collaborate and come up with ideas and ways to work together. I've seen people get new contracts. I've seen people collaborate on books and products and projects. I've seen people barter, somebody doing marketing for somebody else that's doing their photography. And it is just amazing to see folks with, you know, who are designers are sitting in there with their software designing t-shirts for business owners who need a new logo. I absolutely love it. It is amazing to watch. And so if you are an African-American entrepreneur or an ally to Black business owners, please see this as my invitation to Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. We can never have too many people there. And folks have emailed me and said, but I'm not a Black business owner. Come anyway, because this is the thing. The success of small Black business owners is a success for Minnesota. When we win, we all win. We pay more taxes. We can get these potholes fixed. We can get these streetlights put in. We can hire more police officers and teachers. We can upgrade these schools and some of the equipment at our fire stations. And so it's not just about Black business owners getting access to capital either. You know, I tell the story all the time about Walter Dillon, who was at Black Entrepreneurs Day. He went and met with the legislator, and he told the story about how he owned a shoe store in North Minneapolis. And this was back when they were doing the smash and grabs. Five or six people would run into a store and grab up everything and leave. Well, you know what? If you are a Nike or Foot Locker or, you know, any one of these big box retailers and somebody runs in and steals all your merchandise, you just call corporate and they'll have some shipped in a truck the next day or next couple of days. You could, you know, call somebody and the insurance will pay for, you know, the glass to be fixed. And then you're back in business within 48 hours. If you are a small business owner, it's a wrap. Walter went out of business, but not before he told his story to legislators. And the next thing I know, Walter's testifying before a committee hearing. And the next thing I know, they have increased the penalty. There's stiffer jail sentences for organized retail theft. That doesn't happen unless a business owner gets in front of his legislators and starts to tell his story. And so that's just one of the many success stories about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol and why it's so important. So come out, have lunch with us, have a good time. We want to greet you and meet you there. Again, we kick it off with a rally at 10 o'clock in the Rotunda. If you need more details, just log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. That is where you can go to get all the details to get registered. And again, we want to get that exact number of people who are going to be there, because we are providing free lunch to everyone who attends. And since it's my birthday, we're going to have cheesecake. The Cheesecake Funk Lady, Vanessa Drews, is going to be there. She's got cheesecake for everybody. We've got 500 of those little mini cheesecakes. They are absolutely delicious. So we want to make sure we don't run out. We want to make sure we have enough. So go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and click on the link that says register for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, and we will see you there. Now don't go anywhere, because I've got two more hours of the Shaletta Show, and I just heard my best two girlfriends who were in my wedding are in the Twin Cities to help me with Monday's big event, and I can't wait till they get here. I got so many chores for them to do. I can't wait to boss them around. They're probably listening right now in the rental car. They said they're in the Chevy Malibu. Hey, Chevelle. Hey, Fashion. See y'all in a little bit. I'm finna text y'all for a grocery store run. All right, ladies. Love y'all. Love y'all, too. We'll see y'all right after the break.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.